This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
The investigation into the murder of Tupac Shakur continues. Of course, we have Dwayne Keefe D, who's going to be standing trial later this year. But there are still many questions abound as to was someone else involved? Was Diddy involved? And his name being brought up about 77 times in court documents. And that certainly leads one to wonder, if you're mentioned 77 times in a document, might you have something to do with it? Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, joining us to discuss. What's your thoughts on all of this and the possibility that we may have a connection here after all these years?
Well, talk about where there's smoke, there's fire. There are so many allegations, and it's been going on, though, quite frankly, for years. It's just finally being taken more seriously. And I'm sure that they are looking deeply into all of these allegations because they make a lot of sense. And but listen, you know, Keefe D isn't exactly the most stellar of witnesses. Typically, when his lips are moving, he's not telling the truth, at least in from what I've seen. But if law enforcement can corroborate some of this, I mean, there's very tangible allegations out there, I think they could make a case. My personal opinion is he had something to do with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. We're finally now seeing Tupac Shakur's family has hired attorneys to investigate the allegations against Diddy. It's kind of a new step in this whole matter that was just beyond the rumors. I want to ask you this question, and it I don't know if it connects to Tupac or not. But there was recently a quote that was made by Suge Knight on his podcast, where he literally does it over the phone from jail, about Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. And this goes back to the shooting in 1999, that he claims, his theory is that the reason Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are now getting divorced is that the FBI came to him possibly with footage or something found in the raids of Diddy's home to make him aware of what Jennifer Lopez might have been involved with all the way back in 1999. The question is, does the FBI ever do that to a spouse and say, look, there's all this shit here. You should be aware of it. This is your spouse. Is that even a thing, or is this Suge Knight just throwing more random stuff to the wind?
All right, Tony. So I looked into this allegation very thoroughly.
Okay.
Suge Knight is just throwing it in the air at this point.
Okay.
And actually, when I looked at his exact quote, it was very interesting because it was kind of one of these, well, this could be the reason. He put a lot of parameters on it, and but certainly the media did run with it. But there is no chance the FBI released any information to Ben Affleck. I think it's just kind of Suge Knight taking some of the timing, you know, what's happening in their relationship and linking up, you know, the investigation into Diddy. But really, this investigation is a Department of Homeland Security investigation. It's a DHS investigation. It's not an FBI investigation. So he pretty much is just really throwing mud up on the wall at this point, hoping something sticks and trying to be interesting, I suppose. But no, what he said doesn't hold any water.
I'm imagining we're going to hear, I mean, so I'm wondering how far back the investigation is going. I know there's the grand jury investigation that's taking place right now. Many witnesses being called. We don't know who. Could they be going all the way back to 1999, all the way back to the days of Jennifer Lopez and Diddy? Might she be one of the people who has information on the whereabouts or the antics of Diddy that would be valid in court in this investigation today?
Now, that absolutely is the answer there. Because if they're building a RICO case, they can go clear back. Remember, RICO doesn't end until the last, example of a criminal conduct. And you just build backwards from all the criminal conduct. So absolutely. And I also wanted to make it clear that when I say he's throwing stuff up against the wall, that's trying to say that the FBI released anything to him. However, I very much believe that Jennifer Lopez knows about that shooting, knows a lot about that shooting, and I believe Diddy might have been the trigger man. So I want to make that crystal clear. It's not what he said in terms of facts concerning the shooting, more what he said about his allegations against the Bureau.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many allegations, and it makes you wonder just how far back will this go, and how it, you know, how dark was the world of Diddy? As we're sitting here and hearing all these, you know, allegations, rumors, and facts, how close do you think we're getting to an actual arrest here of Diddy?
Well, whenever you have a RICO case, it is so difficult. I mean, and just imagine the amount of video information alone that they're going to have to look at. I mean, they went to two mansions, and if we're to believe what was put forth in all of these complaints against Diddy that have been written out in complaint form, wow, he videotaped everything.
Yeah.
And he had so many cameras, and this, he could have just a trove of videos that would need to be reviewed. So it's going to take a long time. And again, if this prosecutor is a experienced RICO attorney, and I'm sure he's going to get a lot of help, this could go way back and involve a lot of crimes. So it's going to take a while, in answer to your question. When I say a while, months and months and months.
Why would Diddy record all of these things? I guess is the bigger question as well.
Well, you know, a lot of people believe they're untouchable. And I think he did. He's a billionaire. He has all the money in the world. He had and he got away with it forever.
Yeah.
All of these, you know, proposed or crimes that he supposedly committed. So when you get away with things for so long, I mean, you just think you're Teflon. You think you're invincible. But no one's invincible. And I think Diddy is going to discover that. I think he's going to be charged. And I think it's going to be a RICO charge. And I think he's going to be looking at life in prison in time.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's convicted, I just think that's the type of charges they're going to be looking at.
Yeah, I would guess so. And I'm going to guess there's going to be a lot of other people that are going to go down with him who are on those tapes. It'll be very fascinating.
Yeah. And you know, the other part of it that I find just terrible, there's a lot of victims. You know, we've done a lot of research, Justin Bieber, Usher, possible victims, and so many more, right? So that's the sad part of it when you really think of all the victimization that took place. That's what I kind of think about. And I'm afraid as to what all we're going to see. I think, though, if what we imagine could be coming, maybe he'll be inclined to strike up some sort of plea deal. If I were him, I think I'd use my $1 billion and try to hide in Vietnam.
I would not be surprised. I think anything is possible at this point in the case. It's
Want more of the podcast without the ads?
Then hit subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel on Apple Podcasts.
Try it now for 3 days, absolutely free.
You'll get access to all of our extended advance ad-free episodes instantly,
so you can binge without the break. True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Search and subscribe now on Apple Podcasts.